WTFR.
Okay, so I'm hoping the wind isn't going to be a problem, because I'm heading back the other way now. I've got a feeling that the wind's going to be right in the phone. So it might cause some static, I don't know. But anyway, I was listening to Robert Ravolt tonight. I hooked up through a friend of mine's Wi-Fi for my phone, and I was listening to the network, as I like to keep an eye on that everything's running properly and everything like that. Not that it really helped me all the way out here, but still, I like to know whether it's running properly. And I was listening to Robert Ravolt, and one of the things he said was, he was discussing something with one of his callers, and he said, isn't it funny that, and in his own words, don't quote me verbatim, but in his own words, he was basically saying that, isn't it funny that all these naturopaths went missing? Now, you remember back in the time that both he and I were covering how these naturopaths started disappearing. These naturopathic doctors started getting killed, getting whacked. And we were sort of like, holy shit. You know, at first we thought, and I'm sure he's in the same boat. At first we thought that they were just getting whacked because the medical mafia went after them for trying to take their business, so on and so forth. You know, big pharmaceutical. But then Robert really put two and two together that I did not. And that was where he said, you know, now it sort of makes sense. The naturopaths get whacked. They get hit over the head, and then all of a sudden Corona comes along. Because when you think about it, the naturopaths, he's absolutely right. The naturopaths could have cured any flu. And I mean, the COVID's just another flu. But there would have been a lot of people, not everyone, but a lot of people that ran to the naturopaths for a potential cure when it comes to COVID shit steam. So, of course, they had to whack them first. He put that two and two together. I didn't. Because I didn't think back to the naturopaths. That was like past tense. That was sort of like, oh, something I spoke about in the past, and I probably won't visit it again because it's been done. It's dusted. But it just goes to show you how even some of us in the alternative media can sweep things under the rug and not revisit it. And not deliberately, unlike the mainstream media that sweep things under the rug. We don't tend to do that, but we will sweep it under the rug, as in we just forget. We have a short memory sometimes. Well, obviously Robert's not one of those that had a short memory. I did. And he said straight out, he put two and two together and said, hey, isn't it funny that they got rid of the naturopaths and then not long after we get COVID? And I thought, oh fuck, he's absolutely right. He put two and two together, and this is why they got rid of the naturopaths, because the bastards knew that the naturopaths would reassure people that they're going to be fine throughout COVID, and reassure people with different things when it comes to curing it, just as they cure every flu. It would have been no different to the way they cure any mainstream flu, normal flu strain. Right, it's just that because this one was made out to be a pandemic, which it is not, right? Because it was made out to be a pandemic, a lot of people would have gone to these naturopaths and said, "Okay, what can we do?" And the naturopaths would have said, "All right, first and foremost, no, it's nothing big. It's no big deal. It's just a flu. And if you want to cure the flu, what we can do is this in a natural way, rather than you going to get vaccinated or whatever." So I was really impressed to hear that snippet of Rob's show. Always enjoyed Rob's show. He knows that. I listen to it as much as I possibly can, whether it be just moving around the house, cooking, and having the radio running in the background, or whether it just be like, okay, oh, hold on a second, it's Rob's show today. I'll have a listen live to him while he's live. It was great stuff.
1650 AM, Tunnel under New York.
WTFR.
Where board is free.
And 107.9 FM in the Victorian Alpines.
FM.